This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you guys know, I have two teenagers. Well, one's 20 and the other is 17. And they don't listen to their mama anymore. I mean, they really didn't listen a lot to mama as it is because I worked a lot. And so they were in daycare. They had, you know, other people kind of raise them. And so I'd come home and I'd be like, you know, take a bath. And they're like, no. I mean, what am I going to do? I miss them. So they were never scared of me. My kids don't fear me. They don't. I mean, even though sometimes I'll go, you know, crazy mom on them, they don't really fear me. So when I tell them to do their homework, or when I tell them, you know, they need to do something, if they don't have the self-motivation, it doesn't happen. And so I've been, though, fortunate because, you know, we have daddy. Right? So if the kids don't listen to me, I'd be like, okay, Corey, sick. And then they're like, all right, we'll do our homework, whatever. And now, at this point, they're pretty self-motivated because I think they really want to move out of the house. I think my kids really want to, like, leave. I think, you know, they're really tired of, you know, me and hubby aging and saying, you know, don't leave your mama. So I think they want to graduate, get jobs, and you know, flee the nest. And by flee, that's an understatement. So parents are still grappling with what's going to happen in less than 30 days. I think we're at, what, 26 days before we're supposed to open in my neck of the woods. And California has already said, you know what, we're just going to do distance learning. Distance learning meaning you guys all stay home online. And some parents aren't having it. Some parents are like, you know, it's about time somebody made that decision. Teachers are split. Apparently in Orange County, they want the kids going back to school. Some teachers and then many teachers unions are like, no, you cannot guarantee the safety of the kids. You cannot guarantee the safety of the teachers. What are you doing? So any sort of entity, whether it's government or I don't know, civic or whatever, they are going to want to err on the side of caution. So if somebody claims that they're putting people at risk, having the kids go back to school, you know, they're going to err on the side of, you know what, fine, then everybody stay home. Because nobody wants a pediatric flu death or a pediatric COVID death or a school shooting or anything on their conscience. So don't be surprised if you see multiple school districts say, all right, kids just stay at home. Well, how long can a kid be without school? Now, some of us think that, you know, the education they get is finger painting and all that. I have a real deep appreciation for teachers. I really, really do. And what they do is something that I can't replicate. I mean, I could teach my kids certain values and I could teach them certain, you know, rules and ways to, you know, navigate life. But I don't know how to get algebra in their heads. I don't know how to get physics in their head. I don't know how to get them to understand Shakespeare. You know, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, for thou wilt not be but sworn my love, and I shall no longer be Capulet. I don't even know what the hell that means. And my kids know that. They look at me and they go, well, if mom doesn't understand what the hell that means, how am I supposed to know? So I can't teach my kids. I need teachers. But teachers have a right to not be exposed. Teachers have a right to, you know, have a choice on if they want to work during a pandemic or not. And so it's going to be very, very tricky, and there's going to be lawsuits and all sorts of legalities if somebody forces somebody to work and then get exposed and they become exposed. So don't be surprised if you see more and more of the school districts decide, well, we just won't do the hybrid. We'll just keep kids at home. So what are some parents doing? Well, some parents are thinking, well, then why don't we do bootleg school? Now, what is bootleg school? Okay, so bootleg school, and I totally get, is where you have another mommy be the teacher, okay? So with me, I do really, really well with my kids' friends. They listen to me. You know, they're like, okay, you know, Stone's mom or Brock's mom said this, it must be true. And I love my kids' friends because they look at me like the way I want my kids to look at me, like I'm a goddess, like I'm like, you know, the Harvard professor. You know, if I say something, you follow it, all right? I could do that with kids that aren't my own. Can't do that with my own kids. So what some parents are thinking is we're going to kid swap. I give you my kids, and maybe if it's a good day, I'll take them back. You give me your kids. This way, I could yell at them. I could make sure they stick to the rules, stick to their online learning, etc. And hopefully learn something. So mommy swap. The other thing that can also be done, or daddy swap. Oh, man, I'll daddy swap if the other daddy's Michael Fassbender. We don't go there. But the other thing is where parents are going to be like, okay, you know what? Which one of us has an educational background? Well, I do. Well, if you're on leave and you're, you know, can you then teach the kids? So some parents are going to have little bootleg, you know, classes where somebody goes in, all the kids do that, and then, you know, we teach our own. So what's wrong with that? Well, I mean, one is, you know, good for people, you know, being, a creative and using some ingenuity on how to teach your kids. The problem is we kind of need more uniformity. All right. You know, we can't have, you know, five kids know algebra and physics and all that other stuff. And, you know, you have the other kids that are basically, you know, sitting there watching SpongeBob SquarePants reruns. You also don't know if any of these bootleg classrooms are really going to be doing appropriate social distancing and COVID protection, etc. Because we know this isn't a benign disease in kids. Kids can carry it. Kids could have neurological deficits from it. And then we are going to be going into flu season and other seasons where kids can get sick. So then what's going to be the legality of that? If somebody says, well, you know what? They got sick in your house and you were the teacher, we sue you. And you're like, but wait a second, you nominated me to teach your kids. I was just doing you a favor. I mean, you know, where's the protection? Where's the, you know, insurance? Where's the, liability protection? So I wouldn't recommend bootleg classrooms. The thing is I do understand that parents are having a tough time teaching their kids. Kids are having a tough time learning from their parents. And kids want to play with other kids and be around other kids. Now, mind you, we've talked about how our school system is obsolete. The idea of being in a classroom for hours on end is not how a lot of kids learn. Kids need more small group. They need more hands-on. So, you know, maybe we will eventually transition to that. But I think to play it safe, everybody's going to kind of say, you know what, to heck with this. Let's just keep kids at home. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have a little bit of bad news on the COVID front, which makes us, you know, need to kind of rethink what we're doing here, because California just closed down salons and bars and indoor seating, and, you know, people are in huge despair and desperation because they just don't know an end to sight on when they could work again. And, you know, having a business open and close, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I know there's a lot of people that have opinions on the COVID virus, and I get it. But I just want to ask anybody that doesn't own a business to maybe sit the debate on small business being opening out. Just sit that little debate out. Because for those people that do not own a business, it's It's torture. All right? And I know we have a lot of different conflicting views on, you know, what we need to do with this virus and if the lockdown will work and all that. So on the virus virology front, we have the World Health Organization saying it's getting worse. We also have a ex-Harvard professor, medical school faculty. I'm not sure why they're ex. Weird things happen with academia. But he's an ex-Harvard medical school faculty member saying don't really count on herd immunity. And herd immunity and the vaccine is what we've all been praying for. So we've all been hoping that there would be an end to sight. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been wrong about the COVID virus early on. I, with my knowledge of viruses, all right, I expected that this would be something that would either weaken or, I haven't been completely wrong because in some cases it has weakened, but I just didn't see this going past the summer. I expected us to have at least some sort of control or gain. I didn't foresee our lack of control, but I also didn't foresee, protests and, people just, ignoring, recommendations and crowding. And, there was a lot of things I didn't foresee. But I have to admit, I was just as surprised as a lot of medical experts that we're still dealing with this. The herd immunity I wasn't completely sold on because that implies that this virus is a one-shot deal where you get the virus, you build up antibodies. Now you have antibodies to the virus, so you can't get infected again. And that's not what we're seeing. I'm having people call me going, I'm on round two, I'm on round three of COVID. Now, round two or three implies they have the virus and it never went away and it's doing another 1-2 punch. Or it means you got a second infection or you got a third infection. So herd immunity works by either a bunch of people getting vaccinated, and then if it's not around and the virus, really can't, jump from host to host because most people have antibodies, then those within the circle around the herd that couldn't get vaccinated or immunocompromised or whatever won't pretty much get sick because the herd doesn't have it and the herd has that protection. All right, well, we don't have the vaccine yet. Herd immunity also implies that then, if you do have antibodies, you're not going to get sick again. That's not the case. People are getting sick 2-3 times. So when this, what's his name here? I apologize. His name is Dr. Clay Ackerley. When he wrote a piece for Vox saying, look, I have patients having it 2-3 times. That just kind of tells us, look, we can't expect lifelong immunity. The other thing we need to also consider is that our vaccine may not do jack diddly squat. If we are having round two and round three infections of COVID, is it because the virus keeps changing, so whatever antibodies we've made aren't working? Or is it because this virus is so strong that it doesn't matter if we have antibodies, it's going to come and hit us? Is it just a completely different virus? So, here we are going, okay, well, let's just wait. We're just going to wait for the vaccine, and we're going to just wait for herd immunity. And medical experts are out there saying, don't wait. Now, much of our decisions we're making within cities and schools is going, okay, we're going to just close down and then we're going to restart in the fall. That's what we did this spring. Well, apparently that's not working, and we're seeing some school districts, especially in California, saying, we're going to still stay closed down. World Health Organization is telling us, look, we're at multiple hundreds of deaths, hundreds of thousands of deaths. This is going to keep going. And so you're not really getting a lot of positivity from the World Health Organization. So then my question is, these lockdowns that we have, are they really working? Now, some of you have asked me, why don't we just lock down and, really lock down? Everybody is stuck at home. We have the military drop off rations, all right? They throw it out the door, and then you run and get it before somebody else steals your ration, all right? I'm not saying this is what we do, but this is what some people are suggesting. Some people are suggesting that if we do a lockdown, it's not that we have McDonald's and Walmart and Target open, the gas stations open, and us being able to go to eat in an outside cafe instead of an indoor cafe, and, us still kind of running government offices and things like that. Our lockdown that we had, it really wasn't a lockdown, and we still had people on the roads. I can't tell you how many. I was even in traffic. I'm like, wait a second, this is a stay-at-home order, really? And I was in traffic. It just didn't make sense. But would a real, real lockdown be us all bunkered in wherever we're living, everything closed down, even possibly medical. All right, so nobody has access to other people. And then would the virus die off? If you did that for 14 days and the virus had no host to jump on, would that work? Well, the answer is no. And the reason why is if this is a virus that stays within you, and then it decides to come out a month or two later, and then maybe 3-4 months later, then as soon as we reopen again, it has a new host. So I think what we need to start now planning for is we have this pain in the butt virus, which I think a lot of us have certain names for it, all right? Many beginning with the word F. We have a lot of adjectives that begin with the word F. But we think that this virus is something that is not going to be the typical virus, and this is one sneaky son of a gun. Maybe it was manufactured in a lab to be that sneaky. Maybe nature's like, look, you know, I don't like a lot of you, and I don't want, you know, you guys to persist maybe it's a population control. Either way, this is a very, very scary virus. So if we want to move forward as it comes to this virus, what should we do? Now, I have a little bit of an issue with my Facebook Live, so hold on 1 second. I'm going to put this back on. Well, that's the other thing, too. I think this virus, if you ask me, I think this virus is also kind of messing with our tech, because I've never had so many internet problems and video problems with it before. So if this virus is going to be with us, if we're not going to have herd immunity, then our approach has to be a lot different. And I think that's why you guys, and I know it's frustrating, that's why you're starting to hear the consensus of just masks and social distancing. People are trying to figure out how we live in the next 2 years or 3 years, or maybe this sucker's going to be around for 5 years. How do we live and do things, assuming this virus is going to keep coming back, assuming our lockdowns aren't going to do jack diddly squat, and assuming that the vaccine might not be that effective while we're waiting for the vaccine. And, you know, unfortunately, these social distancing and mask rules are what's killing a lot of businesses. You know, I support masks. I support social distancing. But we're having these kind of half-assed arbitrary rules of, okay, you know what? You can't sit indoors at a restaurant, but you could be outside at a restaurant. Okay, thank you for allowing that restaurant to still, you know, sputter and try to stay on life support to be open. But, I mean, is any of that really mattering? I mean, is there a real big difference? You know, when we were social distancing and stay-at-home ordering except for shopping, I saw the lines at Costco. People were outside, but they were in lines. I saw the lines for the DMV. Social distancing my foot. And then on top of that, we know it's airborne. So if you have a windy day, and I live in Vegas and it gets windy, you're seeing that sucker virus, you know, blow into the person 10 feet in front of you or, you know, 14 feet in front of you. So the moral to all of this is a lot of our rules are kind of just, I hate that word moot, but, you know, are not unfortunately very, very successful. So maybe what we now need to do is start thinking in terms of, okay, so how do we live with this virus? Okay, we can't fight this virus. We can't herd immunity. We can't hide from the virus. Hiding from the virus is not working. So how do we live with the virus? How do we do school knowing that we have a virus here and we don't have a vaccine yet? I mean, you know, the easy way out is, well, everybody, you know, bunker down. And the bunkering down didn't work. We have had varying degrees of bunkering down. And you know, for those of you thinking, well, you know, it's fake and, you know, people are lying to us, you know, kind of watch what's going on in Israel. I mean, Israel doesn't have time, you know, to be, you know, playing the BS politics a lot. And they're even having issues with it, you know, despite lockdowns and things like that. So, you know, it's not just an American thing. And I know we always worry about what's going to happen with the election, you know, in terms of was there secondary gain. But it seems like all the countries are grappling with it. So our approach needs to be, all right, we got it. Now how do we live with it? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York's Democratic mayor says the good news is the one-time hotspot for coronavirus is now doing very well in that department, but
the bad news is we continue to have a real problem around the city with shootings this summer.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says as coronavirus cases and deaths have gone down, shootings have been rising, including the death of a one-year-old who was killed over the weekend at a family cookout just outside of a park. A now former worker at a VA hospital in West Virginia facing murder charges. Rita Mays has been charged with 7 counts of second-degree murder for the deaths of patients at the VA hospital in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Investigators say she illegally administered insulin to 8 patients in 2018, and 7 of them later died. She didn't even have the authority as a nursing assistant to dispense medication. And this is USA Radio News. Many Native Americans called yesterday a historic day after Washington, D.C.'s NFL team agreed to change its name and logo. No new name has been announced yet, but news of the Redskins' planned name change sparked a celebration outside the team's stadium in suburban Maryland, where one proponent of the change said,
"We are hoping that that's going to be 100% rebrand of the team with no connotations of Native American connections."
At the same time, many fans of the D.C. team say they're saddened at the change. Meanwhile, now baseball's Cleveland Indians appear to be the next target of those who want Native American team names to change. That team says it is now discussing that possibility, while the Atlanta Braves say in an email to season ticket holders that they will not be changing their nickname, though they may work to dissuade fans from doing the so-called tomahawk chop chant at their stadium. Wall Street stocks have been flat since the opening bell this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, Dr. Dolly Show. So white supremacist Daniel Lewis Lee, who murdered a family of three, has been put to death by lethal injection. The killing that happened in Arkansas back in 1996, and I guess he's a self-confessed white supremacist, and he killed William Mueller, Nancy, and 8-year-old daughter Sarah Powell. Daniel Lewis Lee is 47 years old now. He's from Yukon, Oklahoma. From Yukon, Oklahoma, and he did die by lethal injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. So apparently there was a little bit of a legal struggle because the family of the victims wanted to be there, but because of COVID, there were some restrictions. But many people wanted to know why it's been so many years, you know, after his, you know, arraignment or after his, you know, conviction, that he's still alive. So he did die by lethal injection. However, his last words were, "I didn't do it." He was executed at 8:07 Eastern Daylight Time. He said, "I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, but I'm not a murderer. You're killing an innocent man." So, oh, that always gives me goosebumps, you know, because every now and then we hear of people who have been in jail and prison for years and, you know, for a crime they didn't commit and because there wasn't enough DNA evidence. So I'm not exactly too sure what happened with this case. I was in school, so I don't really remember this very, very highly publicized case, but he had killed a family and not sure why. You know. He had been arrested, I believe, 2 years after. He had joined a white supremacist organization called the Aryan People's Republic. And then I believe he and his co-defendant, Chevy Kehoe, were arrested for the killings. This was about 75 miles northwest of Little Rock. So apparently Lee and Kehoe, dressed in police raid clothing, was laying in wait for Mueller in his home the night of the murders. And then they incapacitated him and his wife. They interrogated the daughter, where they could find cash, guns, munitions. And then, tragically, after robbing them with a stun gun, took $50,000 in cash, guns, and ammunition. He covered their heads with plastic bags, sealed the bags with duct tape, weighed them down with rocks, and threw the family into the bayou. And the bodies were found 5 months after they went missing. Now, Lee, the co-assailant, he has remained on death row since his was given a life sentence. So, hopefully the family of the victims can find peace, but very, very chilling. Very, very chilling story. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another thing that drives me just, very unease is hearing hospital employees hurt patients. So federal officials have unsealed information that accuses a former employee of a veterans hospital in Clarksburg, Virginia, on giving patients fatal doses of insulin. The document was unsealed this morning. Hearing is being held this afternoon in the Northwestern District, or the Northern District of West Virginia. And it was a former nursing assistant named Rita Mays, and she is being charged with 7 counts of murder and 1 count of assault with intent to murder. She's accused of killing veterans Robert Edge Sr., Robert Kozul, Archie Edgall, George Shaw, a patient identified as W.A.H., Felix McDermott, Raymond Golden, while she was administering insulin. Another one to a patient, RRP, was not diabetic, but intended to kill them. We don't know why Mays would have done that, and again, it's alleged. But unfortunately, they had done autopsies on these bodies, and it found, they exhumed the bodies, and they found insulin injections that weren't needed. The veterans seem to die of low blood sugar, severe hypoglycemia, which could be caused by insulin. Now, insulin, as we've talked about, is a hormone that helps get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. So you need sugar to be able to circulate throughout the body and do things it needs to. We don't want too much sugar. If we have too much sugar, then we're diabetic. And with diabetes, you don't seem to have good blood flow. You seem to have difficulty fighting infection. Little blood vessels in your eye might burst due to all the sugar and your need to bring in extra water and things like that, extra fluids, which is why you get very, very thirsty and you pee a lot when you're diabetic. So we don't want too much sugar in the bloodstream, but we need some sugar. And if you overdose somebody with insulin, all that sugar from the hallway or the bloodstream get into the rooms or the cells, and then people might gain weight because of insulin, because now they're getting the sugar into their cells. But if you don't have enough sugar within the conduit to get to where they need to go, people unfortunately can die. You become hypoglycemic. You get dizzy. You get confused. You could go into a coma. You could seize. It's just not easy. So Miss Mays began working at the Veterans Hospital back in June 2015. She wasn't fired until July 2018. Federal prosecutors say the hospital did not require nursing assistants to have certification or to even be licensed. So, allegedly, Mays was not qualified or authorized to administer medicine, including insulin, quote. But she worked the night shift, 7:30 p.m. to 8 a.m. in Ward 3A. That housed fragile patients who were not well enough to be discharged, but they weren't sick enough to be in the ICU. So her job as a nursing assistant was she had to measure vital signs, test blood glucose levels, and sit one-on-one with patients who needed observation. So then some families of the veterans who died under mysterious circumstances later recalled having met someone who matched the description, and then people started to piece things together. Gina Wilkins, daughter of Navy veteran Russ Posey, one of the patients who died, said in an interview that she recalled conversations with a hospital employee, and she said, "She just came in and told me it was an honor serving my dad, which I thought was very nice. I didn't think very much about it at the time. When she came back on shift, she said, 'Oh, you're still here,' which kind of caught me off guard." So in 2018, a doctor at the Veterans Hospital told a supervisor about concerns that a bunch of patients had suffered crashing blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, and then unexpectedly died. And what was very odd is many of these patients who died and got insulin were not diabetic. That's when they started to realize that something was going on. Now, every time I hear that there's a nurse or a physician or somebody within a hospital administration hurting patients, it is one of the biggest, it's one of the scariest things because, you know, you're in a very vulnerable state when you're a patient. When you're a family member, you are, you know, very willingly giving up control or, you know, protection of a family member to be under the protection of a hospital and of those in that hospital. And, you know, you'll hear of you know, stories and unfortunately, you know, decades and decades of abuse and assault that happened in some nursing homes and nursing facilities. You know, your grandma is alone in a ward. Nurse aide, somebody is on the late night shift or could even be day shift. Doors closed and they unfortunately do things to the patient. We've seen this in movies and it's supposed to be rare because anybody that dedicates their life to healthcare, you know, is genuinely a good person. But unfortunately, you get some very, very strange souls that get into the field. And we have had people that have abused, that have raped, that have killed, all while they were under the guise of being a medical provider. And we don't seem to have a lot of control because we, you know, we visit and we, you know, and many families say, well, what we'll do is we'll, you know, have somebody, you know, cover watch and we'll have somebody there 24/7. Hospitals don't allow it. They have visiting hours, and they tell you to leave. Family members are like, but I don't want you to leave. So it's kind of a scary time, and I think there's going to have to be a big overhaul when you have unfortunate events such as this happen. The 1-877-DOCTOR-LIFE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the NYPD is not going down without a fight, and they have vowed to take back the city from criminals, quote, unquote. They also slam Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City for his soft touch on crime. 17 people were shot in a single day. The Sergeant's Benevolent Association said the city, quote, exploded with gunfire, and de Blasio is not doing enough. As you know, the NYPD had their budget cut by $1 billion earlier this month. This is in response to calls and protesters wanting to defund the police. So now they're being asked to fight escalating crime with fewer resources. So the Sergeants Benevolent Association, which is the largest NYPD union, on Tuesday condemned Mayor Bill de Blasio and vowed to take back the city from criminals. Gun crime across New York City in June was 130% higher than this time last year, with 205 incidents. 39 people died in June, 270 were injured. But then on Monday, 17 people were shot. So, I know it's a big city. 17 people, that is still high, even for New York City. One of the victims was a 17-year-old who was shot in the head in East Harlem. 20-year-old man was shot in Canarsie, Brooklyn. He was the one that died. Details surrounding each shooting still not known. But apparently the mayor was attributing the crime to COVID-19, but the police union said nope, and the resources are getting cut. So I've spoken to police officers, and I realize that many of them are very, very underappreciated. You know, I was driving on the highway, trying to avoid them, you know, because I don't like any tickets, and I saw a motorcycle cop, you know, in the left lane. Apparently we've redone in Las Vegas our highway, such that now it's easier for cops and ambulances to drive on the left side of the road because a lot of people don't pull over to the right enough. And so now there's actually plenty of room for an emergency vehicle along one of our freeways to be able to drive. Because first, cars need to get where they need to go. And I see people driving and not even noticing that there's a motorcycle there. And all they have to be is 2 feet to the left or right, and they could slam into this motorcycle, God forbid, and kill anybody who's pulled over to the side or the motorcycle cop. And, you know, something as simple as a traffic incident or a traffic violation or, a speeding ticket puts these officers' lives at risk. And we're hearing more and more that many of them are calling out, doing early retirement, starting to really rethink their careers. I know a lot of young individuals who were thinking law enforcement, now they're rethinking it. And so, just like with the military, if you don't have enough people, to comprise an adequate military, it's not going to be adequate. Same thing with the police force. So, you know, are the upticks in crimes COVID-related? Well, you could say it's COVID-related because, you know, you have people not in their business. You have streets empty and ghost towns. And, first responders are busy with everything else going on. An alarm when you break and enter a business might not be that much of a deterrent anymore. And then, you know, you have people that are angry. You have people that are hungry. You have people that are very, very passionate about certain, you know, political ideologies or certain, ideas or premises. And just like that guy yesterday on the American Airlines flight screaming he's going to kill, you know, everybody if they don't believe that Jesus was black. And this was a white gentleman that was just ranting, threatening to kill people. So you're having mental illness unchecked a lot of times. And you have people that are not on their medicines. They have not seen their counselor because of COVID. And they've lost health insurance. I can't say how many people have lost health insurance because they've been laid off. And so we have a lot of unchecked mental illness. So Bill de Blasio, they are accusing the police of bowing to pressure. And as part of the cut, the July class of graduates from the police academy, 1,100 would-be officers not given jobs. So they went through all their training and no job. On Monday night, the police association said NYC is exploding with gunfire, at least 9 shot, 8 shot in Brooklyn, 1 shot in Manhattan. In the last 3 hours, why? The mayor blames COVID. So elected officials refusing to lead and govern is something that we keep hearing. And, on one side, I don't know how any elected official could be dealing with the virus. This is a virus. This is not something that, you know, somebody who won an election you know, even knows how to handle. Even people who are virologists or people in medicine are still overwhelmed by the complexity of this virus and its resilience, and it's not dying off in the heat, and, you know, being able to find hosts even if they did lock down. However, an elected official should not make matters worse. And I understand New York City lost a lot of money, but taking $1 billion away from the police when actually you're, you know, if you're trying to reform police and trying to stop chokeholds and trying to add more body cameras, you would think you would need money. And I think a lot of officials are under the guise of, appeasing their constituents, saying, well, we're defunding the police because we're listening to you and, you know, we agree with you. They're making budget cuts, and everybody's getting budget cut. Everybody. Schools, health care, police. So how do you solve the issues going on with New York? I mean, what's eventually going to happen is people are going to want to protect themselves. You know, it's interesting how things circle around. We all remember what happened with George Zimmerman in Dade County. And was it Dade County, Miami-Dade County? George Zimmerman decides to accost somebody who he thought was trespassing and take the law into his own hands. Unfortunately, Trayvon Martin is killed in the process. We learned that we do not want anybody who's not in law enforcement to take matters into their own hands. We want people to call the police. We want people to get authorities involved. Well, now, if you call the police, you're called a Karen. And you're accused of being, you know, somebody who's, you know, an agitator or somebody who's being a weenie or whatever. And if the police do not come because they're defunded or there's not enough of them or they're like, you know what, it's just not worth us getting killed, now it's going to take people taking matters into their own hands. Gun sales are up. Ammunition is up. People are going to protect themselves, and I don't blame you. If you live in an area where you don't have police to protect you, you're going to have to protect yourself. Can't just wait and hope that the police will come. And, you know, I don't blame any of the police officers who want to strike. If there's police officers out there saying, I'm out of here, or, you know what, you guys miss us. We're going to take the next couple weeks off. You guys miss us. And we'll come back when you really, really appreciate us. So I don't blame if, you know, police officers are going to do that, you know? You know, why should police officers suffer for something that Derek Chauvin did in Minneapolis? You know, and I understand there might be a growing trend of chokeholds and people dying in custody that needs to be reformed. But the average officer is a good guy, and he's just doing his job, and he's putting his life on the line for us. So seeing NYPD still care about the city after they've been defunded and after not getting any support by their elected officials, and seeing the police union, the Sergeants Benevolent Association, the SBA, not to be, you know, confused with Small Business Administration, but the Sergeants Benevolent Association, basically still caring enough about New York City to want to help and want to, is to me pretty admirable. Because I would think that the average police officer at this point would be like, you know what, you guys are on your own. So, you know, Godspeed to, you know, trying to get, you know, crime down. We know Chicago has been a mess. You know, we've had issues in my neck of the woods. It's a scary time. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.